I'm planning on going over there on Wednesday. Mr. Owens is gonna make an appointment for me for Wednesday afternoon.
You looking, you can find him in there?
I found that he has a cell phone. So that makes it easy.
Ira Mills and McGee.
All right, do you remember the house where you were born, Mr. Bar?
Yeah, I remember the house and remember the place where I was born.
Where were you born?
I was born in the south, about 7 miles south of Edwards, on the place that's called the Flowers Place at that time. And that was 1884.
Is that right?
1884.
How many children were in your family?
That 12 in the family.
12?
12 in the family.
Boys and girls, boys, half and half, or?
Boys and girls, I think it was four boys and had, I think, 8 girls.
My goodness. Where were you? Were you one of the older ones?
No, no. I'm next to the baby.
Were you?
About the third to the baby.
Well, tell me about the house that you were born in. Do you remember what it looked like?
Well, that was an old two-room and a shed room. Frame building. Usually that back there, we could, up there didn't have any. You could look outside, and then you could look down and look through there.
Oh, I see. Was it, what were the rooms used for? You said you had two rooms and then a shed room?
Two rooms and shed room. Well, two rooms this way, well, two shed rooms back there was, why we used for kitchen and our bedroom in there for the boys to sleep in there while they cooked and ate.
Oh, and the boys used the kitchen then for a bedroom?
Yeah.
Was one of the rooms a sitting room or a living room or anything of this
no.
sort? Or are they were both used for bedrooms?
We didn't know anything about no living room back there. Nothing. We lived in all of them.
With 12 children, I suppose you had to.
That's right. And then, of course, after that, then we moved from that place to cross the creek there where we come in a little better situation. You don't know, maybe Mr. heard talk of the Valley Farm, the Radler Valley Farm. Now, he don't know anything about it. But anyway, that was a little bit of better shaped up house. It had two straight rooms, no hall, just right out of one room into the other one. Then it had a kind of L that went back where it had the kitchen and the dining room in there. That's where we had until, my father died in 1894. And then we lived there from 94 until 1896. And my mother moved here in December 1896 right here.
You mean this house?
Not this house, but on this spot.
On this spot.
On this spot. When we moved here, this was had nothing but one big room, about as big as this one here, and a shed room back there. Then she added another room and a hall on there, what made it two rooms over there. I mean, room across the hall and a shed room there, and then one behind here in the hall. And that's why we lived there until 1905 when it burned.